Lincoln, Nebraska, home of the Cornhuskers and home of a great college football tradition. This is inside the Osborne Athletic Complex. It's Cornhuskers Pro Day. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you from the indoor facility in Lincoln, Nebraska, where the Cornhuskers just wrapped up their 2015 Pro Day. All their draft-eligible players worked out today, 10 or 11 players, but most notably Randy Gregory and Amir Abdullah. We start with Gregory today. The outside linebacker prospect worked in a number of different drills at that position, the linebacker position, something he didn't do much of at the combine in Indianapolis. He says he feels pretty good about what he did today in Lincoln.
You know, my pitch to teams is that I feel like, you know, drafting me, my versatility, there's a lot of more different things you can do other than just rush the passer. You know, a lot of guys, you can draft them for one specific role, and I feel like me, they can almost mold me into any player they want. So I think I showed that today. I think I showed that at the combine. Hopefully they agree with me.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Big day for Gregory. He wanted to prove some things today.
Well, he did, and he looked good in the positional work, which you expected him to. But I think his agent, Derek Gilmore, who we just spoke with a few minutes ago, probably said it best. It's time for scouts and teams to go back and not worry about the numbers with this guy, not worry about the combine, not worry about the weight, and watch the film. That's what Gregory wants teams to do, because he showed it on film before the combine. He was the number three pick in the draft, or a lot of people had him projected that way. For him, he's the kind of player that wants people not to worry about the measurables and all the stuff they've seen since the season and worry about the season. I sense that some team will, at least enough for him to go in the top five, seven players in the draft.
Let's go to another position here today. Amir Abdullah, running back, was another big name. He's been rated probably the third best running back coming out in this draft. He feels he's better than that.
I think I'm the best back in this class, so I'm not really worried about anyone else. And once you do that, you're not exercising, you know, your potential the most it can be. So I'm just going to exercise what I need to do to handle my, you know, what I need to do. Whoever goes first. After that, you know, once you hear your name called, it's time to get to work. It don't matter where you was drafted. So, but like I said, I consider myself the best back in this class.
Well, what he might lack in size, he does not lack in confidence, John.
Well, again, he thinks he's the best back in the draft. Most people have him third. And as far as running ability, as far as the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and make a big play, he's got all that. There is question about his pass blocking, which is what you usually get of a guy his size. So I don't think he goes as the first overall back taken. He's going to be up there, and he's going to play a lot of football in the NFL. Is he a guy the Jaguars look at? Hard to say, considering it's out of the first round, it's on down the draft. But I think they take a running back somewhere.
Let's finish with the big picture here. The next step for these guys, especially Gregory, what's moving forward for him?
Well, a lot of endorsement type. I mean, he's the level of guy that will spend a lot of time on TV. He'll be involved with a lot of the pre-draft stuff. He's got a lot of visits taking place. So, again, a lot of stuff that I don't think will affect his draft status very much. There'll be rumors, there'll be speculation, there'll be rising and falling. But his pro day season, his preparation, and all the stuff that he can do to control it, it's over now. And again, he wants people to go back, look at the film, see what I did on the field. From talking to people out there today, he did more than enough in the whole process, including last year on the field. He's going to be picked very, very high.
Well done, John. Fun couple of days here in Nebraska.
Long, fun, and cold.
It has been. It won't be cold in L.A. No. Next week. That's where we'll be covering the Southern California Trojans Pro Day. Until then, that's it for our coverage from Lincoln, Nebraska on Inside the Jaguars.